Welcome to Your Highness Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Crash, and today I am joined by my lovely co-host, J.R. Crash. How are you doing today, J.R.?
I'm back, everybody. I'm feeling good and excited to be back on this jams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good, because we're excited to have you. I say we're as if there's other people here. It's just me and you. Yeah. It has been, well, it hasn't been just me and you since the beginning, but you've been here since the beginning.
I have, since day one, part of the creation of this.
Yes, you're a big part of that. Without you, this would not be a podcast. So we start every episode with the recurring bit called Fave Pot, Fave Not Pot, but we're actually doing a special thing right now where we are asking other podcasters, cannabis-focused podcasters, to share their fave pot and fave not pot. And in this episode, you will be listening to the Devil's Lettuce Ladies, and they will tell you more about their show after they reveal their fave pot, fave not pot.
Hi, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
Learn with us as we tackle challenges faced by marketing and branding teams in the cannabis industry.
And laugh alongside us as we puff, puff, pass.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
Hey there, Lady Ganja.
Oh, hey, Midwest Canna Queen.
Oh, hey there. I was just wondering if you would tell me what your fave pot, fave not pot is. Wait, ooh. Fave pot, not pot. That's it.
Fave pot, not pot. Okay, so my fave pot right now is lemon pound cake. This is my favorite strain of all time.
I know.
And it's by Exotic Matter, and we're in Michigan, so I don't know about whereabouts y'all are that are listening, but this is an amazing craft cultivator, and it is lemony, it is gassy, it is just amazing. It's an energizing strain, and I can't get enough of it. And my fave not pot, or my not pot.
Wait.
I already fucked it up.
Fave pot, not pot. What's your not pot?
My not pot is I am obsessed with the Eras Tour. I am watching reels all night long. I'm a total emo kid. I never thought I'd be a Swiftie, but Taylor Swift's amazing. End of story.
So anyways,
how about you?
My fave pot, I'm going to go with Ripple Live Rosin Quick Sticks.
Yum.
I'm going, they're my favorite. I love that buzz when you just like pop that quick stick and you're hanging out, might get a drink. It's actually my favorite thing to do, a live rosin quick stick, sit outside summertime, get a cocktail, socializing with friends, and all of a sudden you just feel your shoulders relax and you're like, hello, Friday.
I love that.
Anyways, fave. Nope. See, I did it too. Anyway.
We're trying our best.
I'm doing everything I can here. Not pot is my monthly facial skincare routine. I've never done self-care, and it's my new thing. And people keep telling me that my face looks great. And I'm like, you know what? I can take an hour a month and have beautiful skincare and then spend hundreds of dollars on lotion. I'm here for it.
It's worth every penny.
So anyways, that's my fave not pot. Nope. Not pot. Anyway. What are you thinking? Do you think anybody wants to listen to the two of us?
I don't know. If for some reason you do, we're on the Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon. Just look up the Devil's Lettuce Ladies. We are a marketing and branding podcast.
And we like to smoke weed, talk marketing, mostly smoke weed.
Mostly smoke weed.
And talk about how beautiful branding is.
Everyone's welcome at our sesh. We're just learning things as we grow and as we go.
Also, Ryan, we're not trying to reinvent. Yes, look at you being all
I'm
punny.
A poet.
We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to share our knowledge. That's what it is. This is so new.
Yeah.
You have to smoke weed to be able to do some good marketing.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we have some tips. We have some tricks.
Tricks?
Mostly do shenanigans, but that's just how we roll. Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram at the Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or go to our website. We have some pretty sweet merch for the summertime. Go to www.thedevilslettuceladies.com. And until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.
And we're back.
And we're patched.
You always have to have a Rent reference.
I do.
I'm not mad about it. So if you have noticed, if you see the thumbnail popping up on your Apple podcast or wherever you're listening this from, whatever platform you prefer, you may notice that the logo has changed. And it's a little bit more than a logo change for us. We are officially launching Your Highness Media.
Bum, bum,
bum. Your Highness Media has been around for a while. It's just that we have had a few projects that are in production, and they're still in production. But we are kind of changing the way that we approach this podcast. And so if you have noticed in earlier episodes, we said that this would be the final season, but it's not.
Yes. In a way, I mean, it kind of was, because it was the last season of the podcast as it stood, you know, from a listening perspective. You know, we're going to be doing things a little bit different, kind of spicing things up a little bit when it comes to how we're operating and moving forward with this specific podcast. But first, we can't really look at where our future is laying without looking at where we're coming from, you know, just looking at the past of how we got to where we are now.
Well, yes, exactly that. Because we did mention earlier that we would be doing more for the birthday month of the podcast and for my birthday month. However, this month is almost over, so we haven't been able to deliver as much as we wanted to, but we thought it would be fun to just kind of reflect on the last 6 years, because this is the sixth year that Your Highness podcast is in existence. And what we're actually kind of doing when we say we're shifting is we're kind of returning back to our normal or original format, in a way, what we originally wanted to bring to you.
Yeah, back in the early days of the podcast, to any of those old listeners, I'm sure you remember the fave pot, fave not pot, that's not going anywhere. But it was a lot more conversationally driven around more current topics, you know, going off of, you know, certain things that were happening in the industry at that time and really building a conversation as to what was going on in the moment. You know, we kind of took a little bit of a direction turn where we kind of felt a need to kind of live up to like standards of like John Oliver, where we were having like a very specific focus for each episode. And with that, we started pulling away from a lot of the really current things that were happening.
Yeah, exactly. And also in the beginning, we were just so excited to have one of the first cannabis podcasts out there. You know, we were just wanting to celebrate the fact that these products and services are even in existence. And so with that exuberance, it kind of went away from the, I don't want to say news element, because we weren't bringing anybody, you know, breaking news or anything like that, but more of a journalistic standpoint. We still try very hard to get underneath of the topic, you know, like we really try to pull the onion layers back as much as possible. But with that, we also ignore how things are locally for people, and we gloss over, you know, what it really means to have these incremental changes happening.
Yeah, we went from, like I said, a very broad-based idea, which was great. We learned a lot of really awesome information, had a lot of really amazing conversations. But in doing so, it became a little bit more removed from the on-the-ground presence that we felt so strong in the early days, you know, of really talking to the people that were just starting out, you know, whether it be their own businesses or in the industry or as patients and customers, really seeing what was going on state to state, you know, instead of just looking at things on a national or global level, you know, spending some time, you know, with people in specific states to see what their day-to-day is and how they are operating in this new world. The world has changed so much in 6 years when we first started this. And just, you know, being able to get a pulse point of how things are operating in different states and how people are working around certain situations in those states.
Yes. And we love feedback. And one of the most frequent pieces of feedback that we receive is that people like our realness and our honesty. And so that's what we're trying to bring more of and letting you know that, you know, we had big visions. We tend to think really big, and it's hard to break that down into actionable things for us sometimes, right? Like, and so that is all to say that we've been trying to form this podcast into something that not just we want to hear, but we want you to be excited to listen to, you know? Because we've been operating for so long, like I said, in this space where it was like, we're just excited to bring these topics to you. We want to talk about these conversations that aren't being had. But the problem with that is that there are people in states who are not even aware of the cannabis industry, right? Like, there are people who have just no clue about all of the inner workings and bureaucracy and infighting and all of the other stuff that we tend to explore on the show. So we want to reach those people as well.
And we really want to make it something that you're really getting something out of all the way around, that we feel like we're getting something out of talking to you all, and that you feel like you're getting something out of listening to us all. Yet again, taking it back 6 years ago, you know, of what media and content looked like back then, and a lot of the thought and purpose that went behind it. Just myself, I was massively obsessed with the website cracked.com. They put a lot of their focus in building this community of great writers that I still follow to this day, with Cody Johnston and Soren Bowie and David Wong. You know, just great writers that really put their all into what they were writing and creating, you know, content that was really informative in a fun way. I was constantly learning new things just by going on that website, but it was done in a very relaxed, jovial way. So I was having fun and learning new things at the same time. It was really great, and a lot of websites really built a model upon that. And then fast forward, you know, probably 2017, 2018, you start seeing a lot of these sites kind of laying people off, and that information was very much just driven towards just quick content, you know, no more staffing, no more community. It was just...
That's a really good point, because as a content creator, as a writer, as a freelancer, it's been so overwhelming. I think that's one of the reasons why we struggle to bring the episodes that we want to bring to you, because it's such an undertaking to bring you something that is informative yet entertaining. And I was trying to deliver those episodes without having the resources or the time. And so instead of being realistic about it, I am trying to put up content and just create constantly, because you get caught up in that whirlwind of like having to stay relevant and having to have your byline fresh, you know. As we're becoming more, as we have more access as a society to information, we are becoming less enlightened. And I know I'm not, you know, shattering anybody's worldview when I say that, because that is pretty obvious to anyone who goes on the internet every day. We're just inundated with information, and even with celebrities, we're inundated with gossip and behind the scenes stories that we never had access to before. So it becomes even more of a struggle to, you know, stand out in some kind of a way and make it something that you can't find anywhere else. Because honestly, at this point, you probably could find it somewhere else.
I mean, you really can. I mean, really, we live in a state of time where we have just so much information just at the palm of our hands at any given time. But it gets daunting. You end up kind of drowning in that information, and then you find like life preservers in the state of just social media content.
Right.
You know, it's like I could go and learn about, you know, Eastern philosophies, or I can go on TikTok and watch people argue back and forth. And I do both, you know, but as time goes on, as the information builds and life gets more and more exhausting, it gets a lot easier to escape into those easily digestible Twitter feuds, if you will, and falling down those rabbit holes. So that's why we really want to focus on kind of steering the ship around to our content being easily accessible, but also taking more of a deep dive, really making sure that after listening to the podcast, you feel like you have gained something from it.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're trying to be more intentional. And that's pretty much the point of Your Highness Media, is that we're trying to offer elevated media to enlightened people. And that doesn't mean that you are any type of level of spirituality. Like, it doesn't mean that you have to have any kind of prerequisites before, you know, it's basically just, we're trying to say that we want to bring you media that will add value to your life while also fighting the status quo. And that has pretty much been our through line. That is the one thing that we've been able to hold on to this whole time, is that we want to fight the status quo, and we want to bring you something that we would like to listen to, but we also want to make sure that you are excited about listening to it as well. And so this episode is kind of a preview of that. Like I said, we have a guest fave pot and fave not pot segment. And then after this, you'll hear from a bud tender in Canada. So we'll be checking in to another part of the world.
And in the future, you can look forward to a growing family of podcasts under Your Highness Media, in all forms of spaces, building communities in those spaces.
Right. I shouldn't say there aren't any prerequisites, because we have one prerequisite, like, don't be a dick. Yeah. That's been our prerequisite from the beginning. I'm kidding. It's a lot more nuanced than that, for sure. But we're just trying to make it clear that we're not presenting this as it's some type of, you know, unattainable media for people who have reached some level of consciousness or something like that. I mean, on some level, yes, because like I said, we're trying to dig a little deeper always. But we appreciate your patience. And if you're still listening, we appreciate you. And we also appreciate you forgiving us for our voices, because we have summer colds right now.
Gotta love a solid summer cold. And it always happens. I'm actually on PTO right now. And yeah. I cannot remember the last time I went on PTO and did not get sick in some way. So
it's
the magics of capitalism.
Right. Yeah. So stay tuned for our next segment. And until next time, stay high and beautiful.
Bye.
Ever feel like life's stress gets to be too much? Welcome to Mitra Gaia, your natural wellness partner. We are the number one rated provider of Kratom, a 100% natural plant-based solution used in Asia for centuries to help increase focus, energy, and relaxation. Want to know more? Use the code YHPOD to get 10% off your first order today. That's mitragaya.com and code YHPOD for 10% off. This interview is with Katie from Starbuds Co., which is a cannabis company in Canada, where she manages three locations in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Because of technical issues, I accidentally cut out the first part of the interview where she discusses her background a bit and why she got into a dispensary. So I apologize for that, but I know you'll enjoy the rest of this.
Windows covered, so nobody can see into or out of the stores by law. And assumingly that's to protect, you know, children from seeing what we sell or things like that. But it really comes down to it being a safety issue. Mm-hmm. Like, we've never had to deal with it ourselves, thankfully, but there has certainly been cases where there's been, you know, robberies, there's been attacks, because you can't see who's coming in or out because there's a physical barrier on the window, on the door.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And like, I'm very thankful that we've never had to deal with these issues, but it's like, I'm worried that it's only a matter of time. Mm-hmm. But I'm very grateful that it's apparently in the works, that they're going to change that rule, but we'll see. There's lots of things in the cannabis world where they're like, oh, this is going to happen. This is being talked about, but it's sometimes like years down the line until we're seeing that come to light.
So, yeah, I mean, especially Canada, it's completely different. Like, I can't even pretend to understand what's going on in Canada. I think people in the U.S. think that it's like this utopia for cannabis.
I wish, like, dispensaries here are so much different than dispensaries, either like recreational or medical dispensaries in the States. Like, everything comes prepackaged with like these crazy warning labels on packages. It's almost like to deter people from using them. But it's like people are buying it because they want to consume it, because they know it's a safe, regulated product. So it's like, why are you trying to deter us from buying this product that our federal and provincial governments are making so much money on? It's almost like, from an industry that's regulated so similarly to liquor, there's so many differences. And we talk about that all the time. For example, you can go into a liquor store and you can buy as much liquor as you want to, for lack of a better term, to kill yourself 10 times over.
Right.
But you can only come into a dispensary and buy 30 grams of cannabis, and that's all you're allowed legally.
That is bonkers. 30 grams.
Which isn't a lot, because no. an ounce bag is 28 grams.
Wow.
So you can buy an ounce and maybe a package of pre-rolls.
For like the whole month or just one visit?
For that visit, that's your personal possession limit, they call it. So that's all you're technically allowed to have in your possession at any time. That's even at your house.
Wow. Whoa, yeah. Wait a minute. So you can't even have like stuff from before and then buy more?
No, it has to, on your possession, you're only allowed 30 grams legally. Unless you have, like, unless you're a medical patient. Rules are a little bit different there. You could have a little bit more, but 30 grams, that's it.
And then the packaging, right? There's like a lot of weird rules about the packaging where you are.
Yeah. So like, even like from a marketing standpoint, our suppliers, our brands are very limited with what they can present on their packaging. Like, if you have a super fancy logo, like, you won't even be able to put that on your packaging. You'll just have to have like your brand name.
So no fancy logos?
No.
Wow.
No. You can't have any fancy designs. Like, it's pretty much you're stuck to choosing one like color, and then you're going to get stuck with a big like yellow Health Canada warning on it as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they want to make you feel really bad about your purchase is what they're saying.
Exactly. And it's like, man, cannabis has been legal now for what, like 5 years? Why are we still hating the potheads? Why are we still placing so much stigma on these people? Like, it's so wrong.
It is so wrong. So let's talk about what's right about your job. What are some of your favorite interactions with customers or your favorite parts of your job?
There are honestly like too many positive interactions with customers that I could even tell you about. Like, we have like a lot of loyal customers, which means that we've been seeing some of these people every day, every other day for 2 years, going on 3 years, which is crazy to me because you like just through your conversation with them, because it's not all just like a sales transaction, right? Like you get to know these people, you talk to them, you see them every day. How could you not know their name? So it's really nice to like make those connections with people and to like, I don't know, be a part of their life in I guess like a personal kind of way, as well as, because it's like a trust relationship to have them like come back to you and want to buy from you again, right? Like I pride myself on like the experience that I provide my customers. So it's really flattering when they like, when they keep coming back, because I know that they feel the same. I know they feel the same.
Yeah. I mean, with your tactic, like it has to be your tactic. It has to be your connection, because with what you're dealing with, you're not, these products aren't selling themselves. It sounds like, you know, like
exactly.
It sounds like bud tender knowledge is very vital where you are.
Absolutely. I mean, there's even just like the sheer amount of like product, like different product, different brands, different strains, different species, different formats of products. You got to know, you have to know what you're talking about. I think cannabis consumers that purchase on the legal market have come a long way since legalization as well. You know, people aren't just coming in looking for the highest THC anymore. Given that is a lot of what we get, but there are some people.
You probably still deal with that a lot, though.
a lot. But like the people that come in, they're like, hey, like I really like a product that has limonene in it. And they're like, or I really like when a product gives me this type of effect. It's really nice to be able to have like those open and honest conversations with them and also to get them a product that they're going to love.
Yeah, that is really great. I love that.
I love that.
So what is the local cannabis scene like? I mean, I know you just described it a little bit, but like, what's the culture?
I'm sure anybody from Manitoba or from, yeah, I guess from the area would tell you that everybody's cheap. Everybody loves a deal, which works to, I think, retailer advantage a lot, because mm-hmm. we can set kind of promotions, we can set deals to help us move products. But I mean, the market is specifically looking at Winnipeg. It's very saturated. We have more weed stores than we have Tim Hortons. I wish that was an exaggeration, but it's not.
Not around here. We have like almost the opposite. We have no Tim Hortons, and we also have very.
Yeah, I guess you don't have Tim Hortons in the States, hey?
No, eh? We don't. But I get what you're saying. We don't have more than McDonald's, that's for sure. We they're a lot stricter about
that's
it here.
Comparison.
There's a lot less to choose from. That's why I wonder about Canada. I think I always think in my head, it's just like you walk outside and there's just like weed stores everywhere.
in some areas, in some, I guess, like major streets, it's 100% that way. It's like there, it's like a weed store on like every like block or like every corner. It's like from a business standpoint, it's kind of tough because mm-hmm. you have to find ways to like differentiate yourself to get customers to come back to you rather than going to the store 10 feet away,
yeah,
or 50 feet away, let's
and especially
say.
When you have all these restrictions, like you're able to have some specials at your store, but like it's very restricted as to what you're allowed to offer, right?
So I guess I'm thankful to be living and working where I am in that respect, because Manitoba does allow, I guess there's a little bit more freedom to do like promotions or sales or discounts on stuff in comparison to other provinces. But I guess as a whole, you have to be careful in how you're presenting that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's presented as an inducement, or if you're like trying to like lure people in to get cannabis. It's like that is frowned upon, but it's to say, hey, 5% off pre-rolls, like, yeah, that's no problem.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
At least you're allowed to do that.
At least we're allowed to do that.
It looks like you guys have some good specials, though. So I would definitely like to go to your store if I lived nearby.
Well, if you ever come for a visit, hit me up.
Yeah, I will. So what do you wish more people understood about your job?
I say this all the time. It's like, it's not all just like selling weed. It's like any other job. There's going to be the stuff you have to deal with that nobody likes to do.
Yeah, it's not all fun and games for sure.
No, there's going to be problems that come up, especially like with all the regulations changing as frequently as they do. It's like, you got to be on the ball. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to know what's going on. It's a lot.
Can't come to work stoned.
To keep up with. No. And I mean, like, some people do, like, not that I work with, but
yeah.
It's like, I think it's, they're just like so into like the culture at that point that they're just like doing it just to do it. But I mean, you gotta like,
I just think it's funny how people have these like assumptions that things are okay just because, right? Like, we just went adult use like a month ago, and I'm seeing people consume all over the place outside. It's not legal to do that. It's just, but people are like,
same,
hey,
here.
It's legal now. And same thing with working in the dispensaries. They think like, oh, well, I can be high. I can smoke on the
I'm
job,
just
right?
Be high all the time. Yeah.
Total opposite. I mean, maybe not total opposite in every regard, but it's a lot more serious than I think people
very
assume.
True.
So what are your hopes for the future of Canada cannabis? That was a mouthful. Canadian cannabis.
I mean, I think there are many hopes. I think like one of the big hopes, I'm sure many, many people would agree, would just be increasing like the limit that's allowed for edibles. So we're only allowed to sell edibles that come in packages with 10 milligrams THC.
For the whole package?
For the whole package. Not per piece, but per package.
Wow. It's like, what's the point?
So, I mean, like, I understand. I understand. Like, we're now 5 years into legalization. I could see how maybe people consuming too strong of edibles would be a concern at the beginning. And it's certainly still a concern now for some people that are new to consuming cannabis, right? But for the people that have been consuming for many, many years, why should they have to go buy 80 packages of edibles on the legal market just so they can feel the same effects as somebody with a much lower tolerance?
Right. And you can't grow your own there, right? So you can't make your own.
Not in Manitoba, no. So every other province, I guess, except for Quebec, like, allows for homegrown cannabis, but Manitoba does not. So that's something that they're currently, that Toba Grown is currently, like, fighting in court.
Mm-hmm.
So cross your fingers for us that the fall will bring us some positive news. Toba Grown, yeah.
Is that a company?
They're a not-for-profit.
Oh, okay. That is a really cool name, though. I like that is a cool name. Toba Grown.
If it's the cause, too, right? Like, they're trying to allow Manitobans to grow. So
yeah.
It makes sense.
That's good branding. All right. So before we end this, where can people find Starbuds online and how can they support you in the stores?
So you can find us online at www.starbuds.co. I always tell people, don't put an M at the end of that because it is .co.
Yeah.
We have all of our menus and all of our products available online for people to like peruse the menus there to like scope out what we have, which like I appreciate from like a customer standpoint. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok.
I love your TikToks.
thank you. Thank you. It's quite a team effort there. There's like us, or there's like me, and I think like 3 or 4 other folks on staff that like have access to the account.
Oh,
and yeah,
that makes me feel better.
We like to make fun things.
Yeah. That's good, because I can never do these things by myself. And I'm always like, how do people get these cute videos? And like, they have help. That's what it is. Because yep.
They have an extra set of hands.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Katie, for spending your time today and for being so patient and staying with me.
Thank you. Glad we got it all figured out and got it all done.
This episode of Your Highness Podcast is brought to you by MitraGaya.com. MitraGaya.com is giving listeners a 10% off discount when they use the code YHPOD. That's YHPOD at MitraGaya.com, a top-rated kratom company. Also, you can keep up on the recent events and all the news surrounding our show by subscribing to our Substack, Your Highness Newsletter. This episode was edited and produced by James Crash and myself, Diana Crash, and is a production of Your Highness Media. Intro music is brought to you by Your Mom Likes My Music. Thank you for listening.